Singer and songwriter Mark Linkous shot himself in the heart on Saturday. He was 47. Linkous performed under the name Sparkle Horse. Our rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed Sparkle Horse's music and interviewed Linkous on our show. So we called Ken to talk about Linkous and to choose a track to remember him by. Hi, Ken. I know you know you've reviewed Sparkle Horse on our show. Tell us what you think made Mark Linkous's music important, what you liked about it.
What I liked about it was that he was a very sophisticated naive. He was very much a working-class autodidact, and he was very much a kind of a working-class guy with a very poetic sensibility who was drawn to artists like himself who worked in isolation. I remember when I interviewed him, he would cite influences such as William Blake. He set Blake's poem London to music quite beautifully. And he also, you know, for someone who said that he wasted his life in high school not reading but drinking and smoking dope, he was very interested in certain literary people such as Brice Pancake, the Southern short story writer who himself committed suicide in 1979.
Do you feel like you could hear his depression in his music?
Yes, I mean, with the provision that I always think it's dangerous to view a life through the artist's final act, I think it's almost inescapable. His first album contained a wonderful song called Sad and Beautiful World, and his final project was a collaboration with the producer Danger Mouse that was called Dark Night of the Soul.
What else stood out when you interviewed him?
I thought the fact that he said that his chief influences for a guy who was so drawn to the arty side of things, he collaborated with Flaming Lips and Radiohead, was that he said he liked early Beatles music and early punk rock. And he said that, in particular, he said, I like really simple, short songs that sound as if you were hearing snatches of them beaming off satellites. And I thought that was a perfect description for the way he sang in this sort of faint, scratchy voice that he very deliberately distorted, that became a very sort of whispery, confiding voice on the softer songs and on louder songs, amplified into kind of these kinds of yells of despair.
Would you like to choose a song for us to hear?
Yes. I think the most fitting and one of the most wonderful songs he ever wrote is from his album called Good Morning Spider, called Sick of Goodbyes.
Okay, we'll play that. Ken, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Ken Tucker is Fresh Air's rock critic and editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. Mark Linkous took his life Saturday. Here's Sick of Goodbyes.
See you.
That's Mark Linkous performing as Sparkle Horse. Earlier, Ken mentioned the forthcoming album Dark Night of the Soul, which Linkous collaborated on with Danger Mouse and David Lynch. You can hear the entire album on our website, freshair.npr.org.